Hello everyone, it's 12:20 something on Tuesday the 22nd of December 2015. I am waiting for transport to go home from the fracture clinic at my local hospital. Unfortunately, it was a bit of a waste of time coming, and also I was late because of transport again. My appointment was 11:20, they turned up at 11:22 and I got here at 12 o'clock. The appointment could have been done over the phone, so I don't know how long I'm going to have to wait to go home. I'm not very happy because I don't feel great anyway. I just feel really tired. I didn't have any caffeine this morning. I don't normally drink coffee in the mornings. I normally drink tea, but I had peppermint tea and chamomile tea, which are caffeine free. And I think I really needed some. They just asked me how my foot was feeling. Is it better than when I did it 2 weeks ago when I broke it? I said, yes. Am I happy to have no support on it and it won't hurt not to have it? And I said, yes, that's fine. Told them I can't walk with crutches and they said, that's okay. They don't think they're going to put anything on it. They didn't even examine it. I've got to come back in 4 weeks' time just to check it's okay. That's about it. So I'm not in a very good mood, because I don't know how long I'm going to have to wait up here, and what they did, they could have done over the phone, to be honest. But anyway, I just can't believe they made me late again, but they did. This part of the transport is different, I think, and they rang ahead. I asked them to ring ahead to the clinic and see if it was okay for me to be late, and they said that's fine, so obviously it's not as far as King's College, which is where I'm going tomorrow, and I have told my appointments at something like, I don't know, I can't even remember what time it is, but I told them it's much earlier than it is, in the hope that I'll actually get there this time to see the surgeon. So it's quite cold in here, and it's really, really windy today and raining, and it's mild. It's really weird Christmas weather. Anyway, I'll let you know when I get home or when I'm on my way. I was going to try and let you hear some really creepy wind when it blows. But by the time the app crashed when I closed it, paused it. And it stopped. Sitting here with my slippers on because it's the only thing that my foot is comfortable in. It's not as bad as it was, but it's still quite painful. It's actually nearly empty in here now. Where is this transport? I could get a taxi home. Actually, it would be about £10, which I've got on me. But the thing is, I'd have to wait for a porter to come and take me because it's miles to the entrance or the exit. And I seriously can't walk that far. Well, I can normally, but I can't today. And I don't even know my way either. I don't know this hospital at all. It's the Princess Royal University Hospital, Farnborough. I want to get home and have something to eat. Yesterday I took Tooth to Freya's and he's been nicely cut and trimmed. He looks a hell of a lot better than he did. Where's the wind? Which I don't think he is. I think that's a lift. But it was earlier, the wind. You can feel it blowing through. Is this for me? Is this for me? No. Too much to hope for. It's an empty wheelchair. The wind. I don't know if you can hear it. Anyway, I'm just sitting here, so I'm going to pause this. Hello, I recorded this on December the 22nd when I went to the fracture clinic and I completely forgot about it and I just found it in draft, so I thought seeing as I'd taken the trouble to do it for what it's worth, I would upload it. It is now the 3rd of February and I sounded awful on there because I felt awful that day. I was tired, I was weary, I didn't really know that I was very anemic and also overloaded with fluid. I wished for so much for a cup of tea and then my wish came true because when I paused the recording, my hairdresser came along. His mum broke her hip. She's in her 80s and she broke her hip, I think it was back in October sometime, and she was being discharged that day. So he brought her to the clinic. She's done very well. And he came over and there he was. And I said I was dying for a cup of tea and he went and got me one. So that was really nice. And then my transport turned up, but I took it in the ambulance with me and they were fine about it. It was a proper ambulance and we were with three other people that we had to take home, three elderly ladies. And we all had a nice, we all knew him. They were all talking about him there. They go there to have their hair done because he does pensioners as well. He does young people too. And he does, and you know, he does men's hair as well. And I said, oh, I've just seen him up here. He bought me a cup of tea because they were all talking about him. And then it was a coincidence. I'd just seen him in the fracture clinic. So, yes, I'll upload it for what it's worth, seeing as I did it. And thankfully, my foot is a lot better now than it was then. Stupid thing. 9:53. 0. Pause recording.